It is that time of year again. It is Lionsgate, my friends. And in today's episode, I am doing a special replay for you on a previous recorded episode. I am sharing it with you now because during the season that I recorded this episode, I had one of the most magical Lionsgate experiences, and it really changed my world and my direction in my business and in my life. So I want you to listen in, sink into the energies, and take what you can so you can then apply it to your life. If you're listening to this episode before or after Lionsgate, that is okay. Listen to it, make note of it, and mark it for a future listen to make sure you listen to it during that 8-8 frequency, because it really is a powerful conversation and you can use these tools all year in your life. So listen no matter what time of year, but know that you want to apply this during that beautiful sacred window at the end of July till about mid-August every single year. So listen on in and enjoy. Hey, I'm Joy Kaya, and I've enjoyed running my own business for over a decade. And I love talking about all things spirituality, metaphysics, leadership, business, and community building. My favorite part of my work is spending time with wildly ambitious soul-led entrepreneurs, visionaries, and changemakers. And I want to share their magic with you too. So I've invited some of my favorite leaders, mentors, and business besties to share their wisdom with you. We talk all things self-development, business strategy, and what it takes to be in alignment mentally and emotionally so you can do the thing you were born to do. A bit about me, I am a soul-led entrepreneur, podcaster, mother of four, and the most grounded free spirit you will ever meet. A crystal-loving, boot-wearing lady who is unapologetic, wild, and raw. I am all for finding your passion and directing it into your purpose. And of course, doing it in style with sparkle and sass. I teach you here how to navigate the fun and the hard stuff around running a business, becoming a CEO, sharing your message, and making your impact. So get ready to learn, expand, and grow. This is the Wild Soul Academy podcast. Hello, welcome to another episode of the Wild Soul Academy podcast. Oh, today is exciting. We are talking about Lionsgate. And for those of you who are new to listening to the podcast, I have lots of woo in me. And I have been a healer of sorts for over a decade and have really enjoyed that journey. And even though I work more now with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and even those up and coming healers that are creating their dream business, dream path, living their purpose, doing all those beautiful things, I still love to sink into the woo and touch into the energies that are happening on the planet. And this is one of my favorites. So on August 8th of every year, a beautiful occurrence takes place. And this is when not only is the sun in Leo, we also have the star Sirius, and all within the Orion's belt, we have it aligning with Earth. And when Sirius and Leo and the Earth align, this is our Lion's Gate. This creates a powerful surge for manifestation, self-realization, and exploration into your dreams and what it is that you want to call forth in your life. Yes, it's a powerful portal. It is a gateway that will propel you not only for the rest of this year, but really just propels you for the whole cycle for the next 12 months until the next Lionsgate. Now, our Lionsgate opened up at the end of July on July 26th or 28th, depends on who you look at, how you want to look at it. That's when the alignment started. And then it goes through 288 and beyond a bit. So we still have quite a bit of time to play in this energy. And, you know, the stars can say one thing, but I must say that I always take the month of August as my Lionsgate month. And I look at what it is I want to manifest. And I take some time to do these five things to truly tap in to the energies of Lionsgate. Think of it as a tool to leverage. So in this episode today, I'm going to share with you the five things that I do. What does that look like for me? Well, I have really felt deeply that it's important for me to be aware of what I'm creating in my life. And every thought and every feeling I have affects how I behave, right? It affects how I act. If I'm thinking and feeling in a negative like vibration, then my actions are going to be negative. If I'm thinking and feeling in a positive vibration, my actions will be moving me towards some positive result. And I think it's really hard for us sometimes to slow down and be accountable for how we feel and how we think, because really it just comes down to that. One of the very first things I like to do when I tap into Lionsgate is just really feel like, how am I feeling? What's my energy level? Let me feel into that. I think that's kind of like that very first invitation. And we're going to talk about more about that here in a minute, but that's like my number five. So we're going to talk about number one first, but I think it's just really important for you right now, before we start this list, to ask yourself, how am I really feeling? How have I been functioning through the world in the past couple of weeks or couple of days or even a couple of years? Like, how have I been functioning and how am I really doing? And can I take this opportunity of Lionsgate to hit the reset? I think you can. Lionsgate, one of the beautiful things that it does is it amplifies everything. So you're going to start to notice more synchronicities, and you're going to notice that like there's more magic in the air. You're also going to notice that you may have a wish that you verbally ask for or a want, and it's going to show up for you. Your job is to recognize it and be like, thank you. Be receptive to it. Don't push the gift away, because the universe is meeting you. And that's the energy of Lionsgate. It's just like this beautiful manifestation opportunity, and I don't want anyone to miss it. So checking your energy level, one of the very best things you can do is to do that first. Okay, so check your own right in this minute, and then let's dive in. So now you can receive it, right? You can receive these five things and you can decide what it is you're going to do. Get a game plan for your Lionsgate. The very first thing I recommend doing, or I like to do, is visioning work. This is that opportunity to be open to flashes of inspiration, tap into your intuition, what's your inner voice telling you, with higher self communicating to you. Because I will tell you that there's like this big expansion happening. Usually during this time, you're going to have these hits, and you might actually have a download. So you may have a download that says it's time to deconstruct something you've been doing. It's time to let that fall away because something new needs to be built. What happens is everything is magnified tenfold. So you may not be aware that this has already been moving for you. But now that I've said it, maybe you can reflect on the past couple of weeks. How has that shown up for you? And now look forward to the next couple of weeks ahead of us, or even the whole month of August, and just see how that energy plays out for you. All right, we're going to move on. Beautiful, beautiful. So the visioning piece is going to be key. Taking time out. Maybe you want to do like a brainstorming session. What it is what do I really want to be doing? You know, I always recommend taking some breaths, take a 5-minute meditation and grounding to really tap in to what it is that you want in your world. And I almost want to say, don't forget voice. Like, what is the tone that you want to bring forth? And what do you see yourself creating and manifesting? So when I say visioning, that's really what I'm speaking into. All right. Very exciting stuff. So I'm always visioning during this time. The other thing I recommend doing is journaling, tapping in to your life and how it is different from who you used to be a year ago, a month ago. I mean, what's been happening, and just recognizing the miracles and the magic that's taken place in your life and how things have changed, how they've unraveled, and then how you have been able to weave this new tapestry of your life as well. When we journal, we can do that self-reflecting, like I talked about, just really going within, having some self-realization, celebrate yourself. Be grateful, making sure you're making note of all of those things in the journaling process is going to help you. And of course, you can journal during your vision work, but I also would highly recommend taking some time to appreciate the journey. So important, right? So important for us to see our magic, to see our brilliance, to not allow ourselves to just think what's next, what's next, what's next. It's so easy to do that, at least for me. I don't know if I'm always like, what's next? What's ahead? What's happening today? What's happening tomorrow? What's happening a month from now? And I forget to celebrate sometimes what I accomplished in this last year, in this last month, in this last week, in this last hour. Okay. Had to say it. Want you to feel it for yourself. Yes? All right. Number three is to be a witness. Kind of already alluded to this. We want to see the synchronicities that are happening. We want to recognize that when I ask for something, it is given. When I have a true desire in my heart, it is showing up for me. The invitation is there and the opportunity is there. And we want to be a witness for that. We want to recognize that there are downloads coming through us. What a download is for me is when I kind of get out of the way. When you open yourself up, you let the brain take a chill pill and you just allow yourself to be a vessel of what's really like of a higher calling, a higher spirit energy. And you allow that information to come through. Now, it's always challenging to hear it for ourselves. So it's important that we allow that space and we allow that silence to receive it. But sometimes those downloads come pretty quickly. And also maybe someone has a download for you. Don't shut other people down, right? Maybe they have the ability to download and give you wisdom that you need to hear right now. Sometimes it's in their stories. Other times it's that direct information that's coming to you through them. So we want to recognize those downloads and those bolts of inspiration and creativity. So when you feel that excitement, that spark, that fire in you of like, yes, I want to go do that. And then let's say an hour later, you're now talking yourself out of it. You never actually go do it. These are the things that counteract or go against this beautiful energetic flow that works for you in life. And remember, it's tenfold within the Lionsgate portal. It's going to be big. It's going to feel exciting and intense, and that could scare you away. So don't be the hermit crab and go back in your shell. I want you to stay out in the sun in that alignment of Lionsgate and say, yes, I receive. I trust that this is something I'm supposed to be doing, and allow the answers of how to flow through you and be there. So this is the lightning bolt of energy and inspiration and the creative way to express that inspiration. Allow it to move through you. See it. Recognize. Again, number three is be a witness for everything. Be a witness to yourself. See it, right? See the magic that's unfolding before you. Also, witness it for others. See the magic that's happening in their life. Remind them that magic is happening for you right now. That's a miracle. You realize you asked for that a year ago, and now it's right here in front of you. You're packing for Paris. You did this. This is you. Whatever your version of Paris is, it's that magic that unfolds. Okay. Number four, ask for what you want. We can't let a manifestation portal go by without setting intention, asking for what we want by using the law of attraction. Because if everything is magnified tenfold, then the law of attraction is definitely going to be playing a key role here. And we want to use those techniques that you know. I think we all have our own way of working with the law of attraction. I feel like if you're listening to this, you're aware of it. And it's something that you've been using your whole life, maybe not always consciously, but you definitely recognize that it plays a role in some way or form. And when we look at law of attraction, there are so many ways to go about it. So instead of me giving you like how-tos,
I will share one that I think is very powerful and a lot of fun. And that is on the eve of Lionsgate. So I like to start my Lionsgate at 8:08 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Like wherever you live, you do that, right? 8:08 a.m. On that day, I like to take out a piece of paper and I like to write the things that I'm releasing for that day, like releasing for this year, releasing in this moment, kind of witnessing. I'm releasing and letting go. On another piece of paper, I write down all of the things I am calling in to my life. I am writing down my dream list, what I see coming forward, what I see coming as total full abundance in my life. I do it in my personal life. I do it in my relationships. I do it for my family and I do it for my business. And I write out what it is, my well-being, my health, whatever, travel, right? Working with like my favorite clients ever, you know, all of these things. Write it out. And I let those two pieces of paper bear witness for that day. At 8:08 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, I then do a ceremony where I light a candle, I burn some incense, burn some white sage because I have it growing in my backyard, or whatever it is that you do to kind of just open yourself up and expand. And I sit there and I meditate for a little bit. And then I go right into a ceremony of I'm releasing, I am letting go of, and I read these things out loud. I roll up a scroll and I place it in a fire. I let it burn. You can use a lighter and a abalone shell or a fireproof bowl. Or if you have a little fire pit in your backyard, like you can do that, or a fireplace in your home. Just make sure that it's non-toxic paper, right? Burning, you don't want to smoke yourself out. So do it safely. But for me, I have a little bonfire pit. I just make a little fire, not a big one, because I live in Northern California where we're like in fire country. So I'd be extra careful. I just use my fire pit and make a little fire there and release it and let it go. And as it's burning, I watch the flame. And again, we're in Leo. We're in that sun energy. It's like the perfect alignment for that fire energy. And I let it go. I let it go. I do a couple more things with that and then I let it go. And then I take that list of things I'm calling in after a few moments of just sitting with what I'm letting go of. And I just allow myself to feel that emptiness. So I'm ready to receive, like I'm an empty vessel. Now you can pour that receptivity. I'm ready. Like I have that, you can pour in the new and the blessings and all the goods that I want to call in. I have room for it now, right? And so then I read what it is I'm calling in. And then after I'm done, I do some, like a few little different exercises around breath work and releasing as I allow the things I'm calling in to burn. And it sounds like counterintuitive, like why would I burn what I'm calling in? Well, my intention in that is to give it to the universe, give it to the Lionsgate. Trust. So at 8:08 a.m., I write those lists. At 8:08 p.m., I burn them, release them, trust that that abundance is coming to me. And that's how I really love to honor Lionsgate in a very simple way. Ask for what you want. You can do it in ritual like I do, or you could just say, this is what I want. And you can speak it. Maybe you come up with five affirmations that you're calling in for yourself this year. Maybe it's one affirmation. You get to decide. You get to make your own rules, like I said, but that's what I love to do. And it's been very powerful for me in the past. And I know it will be for me on this Lionsgate as well. All right. Number five is to do healing work. Here's like the very first thing I would say to you. If you have a psychic, an intuitive, a healer, anyone, like even your therapist, your life coach, your business coach, like whoever you have in your life that you would say helps you see you for who you really are and helps you move blocks that are in your life, try to get an appointment with them. Try to get in with them as soon as possible around the Lionsgate or on the Lionsgate, because I feel that one of the most beautiful things you could do is to receive energy work and really take time to connect to the portal through meditation and, you know, all these other techniques that I've touched on. So taking your time. So taking time out to book that session is going to be key. Yes? All right. Beautiful. And again, remember, Lionsgate is a manifestation portal. It is going to happen whether you are a conscious participant or not. So even if you're listening to this after, think about what was happening during that time, right? And also you can take all of this information and even these ideas, and you can take time to do any of these things. They are all manifestation tools that I use in my life, even if it's not Lionsgate, right? On Lionsgate, I just spend quality time and, you know, doing this work. And then I spend the month of August really making sure I am mindful and conscious about what I'm manifesting, knowing that I have the energies of Lionsgate to play with. Yes, yes, yes. All right. So that is all I have for you today. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you found it useful. And if you did, you know, share it with a friend, share it on your social. You can do like a hashtag Wild Soul Academy so I know that you did it. You know, or maybe you drop me a DM in my Instagram. I would love to hear from you and how it's helping you and how you're going to manifest in this beautiful Lionsgate portal. Until next time, have a beautiful, blessed day. I so hope you enjoyed listening to our replay podcast on Lionsgate. If this is something that really resonated with you and you would like to dive into Lionsgate, I have an offering for you. For 2023's Lionsgate, I am offering you a 5-day experience with me. And we are going to be starting this experience on 8/7 all the way through 8/12. That's 5 full days. We're going to be live in Telegram in our own private chat. So you will get the link to join that. And we're also giving you 2 activations for Lionsgate that you're going to have as recordings to use this year and the years to come. Lastly, we're going to give you a workbook, and this workbook is just going to help you journal and process all of the energies that are at play during this season of the year. You're going to get all of this for only $8.80. That's right. I'm staying true to the 88 vibe, and no, not $88. $8.80, my friend. I know. It's cheaper than a venti Starbucks coffee, my friend. All right, now listen, I would be so, so honored to have you join us. Please look for the link in the show notes or reach out to me via DM on any of the platforms I'm on, and I'm at Joy Kaya at all of them. Let me know you're interested, and I will make sure you get a link to sign up so you can get all of these free goodies instantly and be able to join us on August 7th when we go live in our group chat. I look forward to having you join us. Have a beautiful, blessed day. And again, thank you so much for being a listener of the Wild Soul Academy podcast. Until next time.